This episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the support link.
This is came from Tomboy, High Stangloy, Saturday Night Bertal. Hey, Paul. Thank you. Got to go. Bye.
Thank you very much, Ken. It's going over to turn the radio down. Great, fantastic fundraisers tonight to the local community station. I'll send them $50. Yes, I will send them $50. Oh, I really enjoy it. The real Ken is on there, but that's not his name. It's something else. It's so funny listening to this.
And now we're going to hear a little bit of Elvis.
At least he's on three shifts a week. Fantastic. It doesn't matter what your talents are, lack of them or too much of it, but 2AFM has got them all. He's got them all, be told. So this is Rick. First show for at least a week. Is it more? Yeah, more than a week. Yeah, but two shows got put out while I was, the logging truck going past me. And there's birds, and there's dogs barking and birds chirping, if you can hear that. anyway, Saturday the 27th to 7 is 9 on June 2026. Fantastic. And yeah, I did two shows before I left to go to New Zealand, and Joel put them out. Even though he did put the name of the song, the last show, it was called, the birds are angry. Not the birds are angry. That's, you can hear them. Is it those Indian miners again? Telling you, I'm getting a gun. The last show was called, meant to have been a song by someone else, and he played, title it wrong and played the great song, but it was the wrong song. But never mind, that's the Rick and... not the Rick and Rollo show. Tonight should be Saturday night. Me and Maddie did a fantastic theme tune to be... to Rick and Rollo, and we can't play it anymore because Rollo's unwell. But I'll just say this, he's out of hospital for now. So he did go in there, and thanks to, well, I told him, but Christy came back, and I think he rang her because he wasn't getting any better and he was full of fluid and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, at the moment he's out. I'll just say that there'll be no more updates, but I am going to go around and see and do some work, mow his lawns and stuff, and do a bit of tidying up, possibly around the yard on Wednesday. So I'll be seeing him. But I can't imagine you'd be hearing from him for some time. Anyway, so that's very upsetting. We may have to, what we're doing in the meantime, if there's any hope, is organise a best of Rick and Rollo show. And then we can use the theme tune again. Aha. And just jazz it up. And I can introduce bits of it. He's still alive, so he could introduce bits of it too, possibly, in the future. And there's so much, I mean, you'd have to trawl through so many goddamn shows, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shows. There'd be a lot of good bits. Say one show should have at least 5 minutes of good bits. If there should be 95 minutes of good bits, but a lot of crap, but there'd be some good bits in between. So there's many years of Rick and Rollo's to come if we can be bothered. Yes, we could. Or I could get an AI Rollo, or I can get Ken to drink two bottles of vodka and get him just slurring and carrying on. Be about the same level. But you'll notice I was always the one telling him to stop fucking drinking and stop turning up drunk constantly. But I didn't find it funny at all. It's not funny when you've got someone that's just all over the place. But it did work in a lot of the time. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, the future could have the best of Rick and Rollo show, which I could go through, pick bits that I consider worth repeating. And there'd be a lot. I put money on it. Anyway, on this 27th of June, 2026, am I going green? Is my microphone? No, dear. You would have heard, ironically, 2 weeks. Sorry, that's the show before the last show. It was called Strawberry Fjords Forever. I was sounding fantastic, and then I discovered my microphone was down my chest behind my t-shirt. And I pulled it out and made even more noise. And I was thinking it was bad before. No, I should have just left it where it was. That's a sign. That's the secret of life. Just leave it where it was. Yes, indeed. So anyway, I just returned from New Zealand, a little 6-day holiday. Is that suspicious? 6 days? Six? It was exactly 6 days. We flew last Saturday, flew to Auckland, drove to my, I have to talk about her. My brother's daughter is old. She's only the same age as my son. Look, seconds away from me right now. You've heard recently coming out to commentate and on how wrong his father was on various subjects. Same age, 21. She had her first baby at 19, just had a second one this year. Now, not vaccinated. Both the children are super advanced. The little 9-month-old one, is that suspicious? Nine month? No, it's not. That's why I'm just doing B-tolls. That's it. I cannot deal with shows that will start, denying facts. And I have wasted, and there's many out there that have just wasted my time. I mean, trying to argue something that's actually real, shark attacks, et cetera, whatever, volcanoes, blah, blah, blah. No, not anymore. I've done my dash for that fucking cult, the cult we can't believe in anything. No, and that's what it is, and I'm going to reiterate that. You're in a cult if you have to auto-hoax every news story. Yeah, but I don't believe news story. I just talk about facts of, say someone tells you something and it's a first person witness and they believe it, you look at that as being fairly accurate. If it's come from CNN, forget about it. So I can agree with that part. But no, it's what had happened on that channel is that we were doing things and people were denying that we were doing things. And that happened on many occasions. Not many, but it happened. And that's enough for me to go, you can go fuck yourselves. I'm not bothering with any of you. As simple as that. But anyway, more to the point. Anyway, what is she? My niece, I guess. She's in the Russian Orthodox. So it's kind of Orthodox. Like her and her husband are part of the Orthodox Church. Much to my brother, the atheist, new atheist, horror. But she's cooking she cooked us this beautiful meal when we arrived. We had home-baked sourdough buns with meat, fat cooked chips, potato chips, whatever you call that thing, and something else, a slow-cooked beef. It was absolutely, and stuff from the garden, chopped up lettuce. Lettuce, yes. It was the most beautiful meal I have eaten for God knows how long. Because it just tasted so healthy. It's when you render the that meat fat, and she did it all herself. She went and got a cow that had died, Because where she lives, there is more cows per population of humans than anywhere in the world than this little town, in Morrinsville. Not far from Hobbiton, they literally renamed Matamata Hobbiton because of that movie getting filmed there. And you can go and, if you're so that into that movie, which I'm not, pay an awful lot of money to go and look at these mounds on the hill with these little doors in them, and they set up bars and stuff like that now. So if you're into Lord of the Rings, fantastic. If you want to pay $20 for a schooner or beer, it's just an overpriced cash-in on a movie. But it is, New Zealand is still full of tourism, as you would be. It is so extraordinarily beautiful. It, as you drive through from the airport, it's just rolling hills of grass and sheep and cows, incredible upright, kind of mountains, old Maori pahs everywhere where they've by hand dug a big hill so they could set their settlement up in there, 200, 300, 400, 500 years ago. Yes, that long ago. This is another reason why I'm not on these shows anymore. They'll deny that one. And you can see the mounds and mounds of pippies and shells and stuff that they ate over the years as you get, when you walk past some of these big areas closer to the coast. Absolutely incredible. Very historic. It's only a white settlement 200 years, but Maori about 400 years before that. I think they came over from Hawaii, which is the Hawaiian Islands. And blah, blah, blah. But it's a fascinating, New Zealand is an absolutely fascinating place. It's just beautiful. And there's no snakes or deadly spiders or hardly any great white shark attacks or bull shark attacks like we're getting in the main beaches on in front of lots of people, as usual, just like the ones here, always in front of people. Often people manage to get something around their leg and they don't bleed to death. But we've got massive issues with sharks over here at the moment because of poor sea management. And that's where they've allowed, removed commercial fishing. And it's illegal to catch a great white shark or a bull shark. If it's over a certain amount, you've got to release them. Yes, that is a fact. Under 4 meters for a great white, it's under 3 meters or 3 meters or under, you've got to tag it and release it. You cannot eat it. Apparently, would that be right? It's something like that. Therefore, there's even more of them. But in New Zealand, let's forget about Australia. New Zealand's got the most beautiful, apart from the fact it rains all the time over there, the land of the long white cloud, Aotearoa, that's how it's the Maori name for it, Māori. Anyway, we drove, I had this beautiful meal, went back to my old hometown and did a bit of tiki touring, as you call it over there, and went to Rotorua on Thursday and went to Hamarana. I've shared photos on the Rick and Rollo photo site where you see this most incredible. Look, it's Hamarana. It's Hamaurana, I think. It's unspoiled, beautiful crystal springs. The water's great. Because of the water so pure, it looks blue. The sand and the minerals make the water blue and green. So the sand's blue and green. It's just magical. And there was no one there. We were the only people there. So my daughter was already in New Zealand. My other son from Melbourne, what's his name? Whatever his name is, that pseudonym. Norbert. Norbert and Heinrich were with me, and Enid was already in Wellington. There you go. Anyway, we all met up, and it was just fantastic, except for there was a couple of illnesses because it's just that time of year. But apart from that, it was fantastic. But it's just beautiful, except for the one thing I come back here with, the complete conviction that is almost taken over by Indians. And anyone, and there's not fakeologists, but there's another show out there that I do not listen to anymore who denied this replacement theory that you're being replaced. Go to New Zealand and tell me that. You're listening to
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Yeah, so 71 VTOLs. This is episode number 71. I think I'm possibly doing a bongversation number something or other tomorrow. I haven't known one of them for a long time. It'll be interesting. But he says opening a better beer, a light better beer. So it's only like, what's the percentage? 3.2% or something or other. Which, interestingly, in New Zealand growing up, we drank, that was the average strength for New Zealand beer. That's why we drank quantity over quality. And New Zealanders got renowned for being able to drink vast amounts of alcohol, but it was only very light, really, as opposed to European alcohols, about 4 to 8, up to 7%, or more. Anyway, where was I? Yeah, New Zealand, absolutely beautiful, except as the end, it was like, put it this way, 13 years ago, last time I was there, in the where I'm from, that is, there was a small town, little shopping area, not that small, but, you know, like a, where I grew up, the closest shopping centre area to me, there was one spice shop that sold Indian spices. And I thought, oh, here we go, Indian spice shop. When I went back there, every second shop is either an Indian-owned, I think they're all 90% Indian-owned, but every second shop is selling spice and curries and vegetables. It's just incredible. So therefore, 13 years, imagine in 20 years, it's the majority of that country is going to be Indian. And all the Sikhs there, they make me sick. Again, look, I've got no problem. As my, I got caught up with an old girlfriend. We hadn't seen each other for 40-something years last Sunday. And she's, you know, pro anti-vaccine, da-da-da-da-da. And she's exactly the same as me. And she said, it's not, we love the lovely people, but there's just too many of them. And they're taking over, literally. And I was listening to, oh, dear, oh, dear, are you allowed to even say that anymore? Are you allowed to say that they're taking over? I said, no one's got any problem with them as people, but there's just too many of them. And literally what Alan Watt, ding, 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 said was going to happen from that 1938 meeting at Lapstone in 1938, it's happened. Look, they said it'd be about 100 years. Well, it was under 100 years. They have released, they're, you know, they're overcrowded cities full of, we were told, really poor people. Nah, they actually, they're middle class, and same with China, is way bigger than ours. They've got so many well-educated, family-centric people that are just wanting to get out of India and take over businesses here, and they're doing it where I am and in New Zealand. He says, doing something again that I've got no problem with. I've got no problem with, even though I've had many years off it and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Why not? What am I talking about? None of your business, AI. I'm talking about mending my shoes. That's for the AI. I'm mending my shoes and it's illegal. It probably will be in the future. Yeah, probably will be. But anyway, yes, so it's just, it was a great little holiday. We come back yesterday, but it was very cold. My cold, not your cold in Europe. It was, you know, between, say, 5 and 15 degrees on average, lowest and to highest. So anyway, this migration thing that's going on, I was actually looking forward to seeing a Chinese person. That was how that. Because I think what the Chinese have done is they've gone there, got their passports, because that's what they do. They go to New Zealand, become a citizen really fast, and then they come straight to Australia because you don't need to be a citizen over here. You just come straight over here, no problem. And that's what a lot of the Chinese are doing. The Indians, or whatever the cart, there's a Sikh sort of upper class that are buying the businesses, but the staff are usually what I would call the lower caste. And that's happening here as well. I noticed that a very tall, erudite, kind of ex-military type Indian owns it, but the staff are little short people, which are the vegan, generations of vegan vegetarians that were never allowed to eat meat. They never grew very tall or became very smart, but a lot smarter than most people over here. Idiocracy. have taken over, and other workers that are working for quite low wages. But so there's a local people cannot get a job. And that, I'll bring this up again, Colonel Rabuka in 1987 or 8, about 86, 87, in Fiji, which is a much smaller microcosm than New Zealand, realised that all of the Indians had just bought every business over there and the locals couldn't get a job. And they overthrew the government and kicked the Indians out. And that's why we've got a lot of Indian Fijians over here now. Yes, they did. That's the kind of thing, you know, a small country can do. It'll never happen again, I would say. But again, it's not the people. It's there's too many. They're literally releasing, say they've got, you know, is it, you know, 700 or 800 million, or is it, a, you know, close to a billion, or is it whatever they've got. They can get rid of a quarter of their thing, and over New Zealand was 3.5 million. Now it's about up to five, and I'd say at least 2 million of them are Indians, or maybe three. It's happening. And there are people out there that would say, oh, there's a replacement thing. That's just a conspiracy theory. What are you afraid of? No, no. Well, I know Ab knows this. Canada is absolutely full of them. And they bought the trucking industries, all the drivers until they get replaced with AI ones. I mean, AI trucks, whatever they are, remote trucks. They're all Indians, and even over here. And they're constantly crashing. We are constantly having underpaid drivers driving trucks with two of them in them, driving nonstop 24 hours a day with sharing the load with another guy some most of the time, crashing. And it's a, you know, it's a thing. The firemen, the people attend the accidents, they all say the same thing. They know that these drivers that should, they're barely able to read English. And if they can, they can't drive properly. This show would be called, considered, up there with, what was his name? Some kind of racist. But it's not. It's just, I'm telling you facts. I'm giving you facts. Now, also one of the ones I was going to talk about is the landslides. There was five or six people killed in a landslide in where I'm from. And I went over and you cannot get up. I wanted to go there because we'd scattered my mother's ashes on the side of this old volcano. And I actually got to see where the landslide just came straight down after they had removed the trees from this area, and it rained and rained and rained. Could that be suspicious? I would say so. Or maybe not. Anyway, there's a horrific landslide came straight down over a full camping ground and a lot of people got buried in it and rescued. I think it was five people or whatever, but it's closed now for a long time. The beautiful hot pools right under the face also got filled up with mud and they're closed as well, which was a real disappointment because there's nothing better than going to New Zealand when it's cold and going to the hot pools because we've got them everywhere. And saltwater hot pools are really nice, very invigorating. They're all invigorating. But, yes, no, that was a bit sad to see that. And, you know, there would have been, if I was on other shows, would have said, fake, 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 fake. No, 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 real. And I've seen it with my own eyes. And I know my family actually had a permanent, no, my father's side for years had a permanent campsite on this side of this mountain. Gone. Gone, not existing anymore. Anyway, I'll be back in a sec. And I'm back. Now, I'll just check elsewhere. I might have taken notes to talk about something or other. Oh, yeah. Well, this is the one thing that does annoy me. We flew Jetstar, a cheaper-ish airline. Well, it just doesn't have any of them. You know, like we go Qantas and Air New Zealand and other ones and you get Emirates. Get beautiful food and often beautiful air hostesses, apart from the new Qantas ones. Jetstar have got, they've made the corridors narrower. They seem to have employed and made, back in the day, air hostesses were tall, slim, beautiful women. Now they're these dumpy, fat things with asses that big, they cannot fit down the aisle properly. And they bump into you like, I was in an aisle seat. And there was, you know, this great fat ass would walk past me, ass, if you're in America. and bump, you know, bang into you and wobbling down the thing. And it was like, what have they done? This is this whole new world idiocracy. They've employed fat people and got them as air hoses that can, and they can barely fit down the aisle. That annoyed me. I mean, it all stood out to me. I won't talk any more about that to upset a lot of women out there with huge bums, but it's a fact. I want slim air hostesses like they used to be. You always could pick an air hostess, always very tall and slim. Or even like they might have employed short ones, I don't know, but they were never the size or the width that they are now. I'm going to say it's incredibly annoying to have your elbow bashed every now and then while you're sitting there kind of looking at your phone or whatever. And it's a large, lard-laden, wobbly-bottomed thing comes barreling down. And they're pushing that. They're wider than the trolleys they're pushing by about, at least, they stick out at least, you know, 7 or 8 inches each side. Incredible. Oh, better beer. Slurp, slurp, slurp. Fantastic. 3.2%. I shall not be getting fat. I could get a job as an air steward if I wanted to. I could walk down the aisle without wobbling. And what else have I written down on these notes? And I've talked about all this stuff before. I've talked about all of this stuff before, so I don't need, I haven't got any notes here. Sigmund and the Sea Monsters. Why would I have written that down? Oh, yeah, I think I've already talked about that. Sigmund Freud and the Sea Monsters. That was a terribly, all the Sid and Marty Cross shows terrorized children when they were young, whether they knew it or not. There was Puff and Stuff, which was just weird, but really good. I love Puff and Stuff, and they had Witchy Poo flying around on her broomstick. Really funny kid shows, but they brought out this one called Lidsville shortly after, and they had that Charles Nelson Reilly, a raving homosexual, with a, you know, young boy who gets, you know, lands in this land. And just look through the, this looks suspicious, Lidsville. Ask any kid that watched these shows after school, and I'll go, oh, that was really freaky. It was there, it freaked you out, all right. It was kind of a California on drugs, shot in California. And yeah, and most of those kids died young too, I remember. But the kid from Sigmund and the Sea Monsters, it was on Buffy and Jody from the earlier show with Brian Keith, whatever that show was called. He died young. The kid from Puff and Stuff died young. It's suspicious. And he was also from Oliver Twist, the actor, whatever his name was. Yeah. I'll have to go through and get some more notes, but for some reason I've written that show down. That was meant to be for something like a Rick and Rollo Nostalgia Hour show where we would have discussed that. And unfortunately, that's not going to happen for a while, if not ever. So we just have to pray it may happen. But it may have to be an AI Rollo, or I've just got to get Ken to drink 2 bottles of vodka and come on and do a show. So, would I recommend going to New Zealand? Yes, absolutely. But this is another thing. It's almost like the roads over there, the big freeways you can go on are fantastic. You know, comfortably sit on 110 Ks. I was driving on these country roads. Oh, can you hear that? It says making more noise with his microphone. Kookaburras. I just found that the roads were 20 Ks over the speed. I don't know how many of that in miles per hour. But anyway, they were encouraging to drive faster than you should on country roads with no lighting. Heavy rain causes potholes. If your tyres aren't up to standard and you have any issues, you're dead. Yes, you are. And that's why most people I know that have died over the years were car crashes in New Zealand. And young people don't understand this thing. You don't have to drive it. You drive to what you think you should be able to drive and just pull over as there's a car behind you getting really annoyed with you, like what happens even up here on the dirt roads. If there's someone behind you, just pull over, let them go past. But over there, And over here, we've got constant fatalities and car crashes. Yes, people die in car crashes. Yes, I'm on the right show for that. This is the Be Told show, realistic conversation. I don't have to sit and argue and say, do you think that's auto? I was like, fuck off. Goodbye. Not doing them anymore. Goodbye. Not wasting my time arguing on a Saturday night. You know how many times I had my Saturday night ruined thing on some of the shows I did? Quite a lot. I just can't put up with, what's it? Stupidity. You know, I got to the stage. Anyway, it's like, what else can I talk about? Sick people everywhere at the moment. I've got Rollo, Theo, you know, kidney issues, both of them. I haven't heard from, he was out of hospital, but Rollo was in hospital. He's out, I think, but he might have had, oh, isn't it nice? I know where I am, what country I'm in. It's just horrendous. And this flu thing's going on. One of my children's got it. And the cough that they've got, and that's constantly bringing up this gunk in their mouth, and they have to, like, it's just horrible. I myself, knock on wood, at 1860 Civil War era, oh, I can't say that on Folk Holiday, 1860 Civil War era American walnut table that I got for free for doing, actually, no, I had to do a contra deal. But it was a friend of mine who bought it from an antique shop, and it is beautiful, really heavy. It's moved six times. Six. See? But no, it's at least six times that I've moved house, and this thing weighs a ton. And it's beautiful, and it was at a very expensive an antique shop, but American Civil War era, so around the 1880s or 70s, or whatever they said it was. Whatever they said it was. Now, was there any fake events or whatever? Now, I have not been looking at the mainstream media, or it's constant Donald Trump blaming the Iranians for doing something when he was the one starting it with his friends and the Hebrews. He says, slamming a door. Absolute waste of time looking into that. The Straits of Hormuz. Now, this is the other thing. Okay, now I will talk about this realology here. What I saw, to my horror, well, I didn't go green. What I saw, to my horror, yeah, an article in the paper over there. And this is what's happening. Big Chinese or Indian or whatever, European corporations are buying up the farms because, you know, they're making it so hard for the farmers to do stuff. And, you know, the cows farting and all that bullshit, global warming scam. They're actually buying farms up. And guess what they're doing that took 200 years? Was it 200 years? Whatever. To get all this thick bush and then treat it to get rid of all the, you know, because there's no nourishment in the soil there. To use the cobalt, and me and Frank talked about this on the last decent show I did on Fakeologist. It was me and Frank. I forget about anything since, or since I haven't done anything on there. Now they're buying these farms up, and guess what they're doing? They are rewilding them by planting trees on them. The effort that our pioneers of New Zealand took, and Australia, to clear this land, to have them go back and start planting trees on them, is just like the biggest slap in the face. And it's destroying the food bowl again, which is coming. You know, we're going to get engineered food shortages just by this rewilding shit that's going on. What am I scared of? Did I hear someone saying that out there on some person that shouldn't be listening? No, I'm telling you facts. There's going to be a lot less food being produced from New Zealand and Australia in the future. You're listening to episode 71.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to Conversation,
or your preoccupation,
on truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
Thanks, Sarah. What a great voice that girl has. What a great voice. Told 71. He says, getting out another beer. But I'm not putting ice. Notice you can't hear the because it's too cold. It's what kind of idiot would put ice in it this time of year? Yeah, I probably would, but I haven't got any. And I'm not, I don't need to do that. Anyway, I'm going to mute for a bit and then I'll be back to talk about something more interesting. He's back. Not that you would have noticed. I'm telling you, I'm back, though. So, two things. DSMO. DSMO. And do people think you are completely mad when you talk about any of this stuff? And I'll answer yes. DSMO, fantastic. And yes, they do think you're mad. Even I went down to see the osteopath where I live, and she looks absolutely, like she's older than me, but she's quite a big woman beforehand. And anyway, I went down there because I hadn't seen her for 4 years, and this is weird. This is weird. She said to me, this is how weird things happen. I said, when's the last time I was here? And she said, you're not going to believe this. And she's into this kind of out there stuff as well, like big time. She said, you were here exactly on the day 4 years ago on June the 2nd or whatever it was. And that's amazing. Like, you know, exactly to the day I was there and I went back there again. And it was the middle as COVID was starting and going mental. It was 2021 or 2022. No, 2022, and it was really bad. And anyway, she's part of a kind of Christian group, whatever. But because she knows that I'm open to conversations now, she really opened up with me. And I'm sitting there going, oh, my God. I was like literally looking at the door to go, you know, that how many people have done that to me? That makes me really worried. It's like as a member of my family, everything she says, I go, please, God, do not let me sound like you do. Please do not let me sound like you do. Because when people come out and they start talking about some of what they think, especially if it involves secret soldiers and super soldiers and underground bases, in this case, and that, you know, Jesus is sending special commandos down to, you know, go down these underground bases. I'm listening to it and, you know, having a nod, and, you know, you're kind of into that, you know, but I'm like going, oh, dear. And I literally, I'm like eyeing the side of the door like, I've got to go now. This is how many people have I done that to over the years, and it really concerns me how mad you sound. And I was at my cousin's place, and we went for a cup of tea, and she's fantastic. She is out there, but not out there when it comes to this stuff. And she was telling me about she'd been really watching this thing, and one of the kids brought up the Tasmanian shooting, and she was going, oh, that was so bad. And I said, listen, you know, I told just the top off the top of my head, you know, that all of the strange anomalies with the Tasmanian shooting. And she was looking at me, she gave me that exact look that you get. What's it called? The fluoride stare. And she just said, she's looked at me and just shook her head going, you're mad. And I didn't even bother trying. But I said, I should send you some information, but I'm not going to bother. And I get this every now and then. I bump into, I've talked about this before, I bumped into friends, a friend of mine, totally out there. We have great conversations, but he again was listening to this Q stuff, and there's, you know, secret bases, and, you know, the hats are coming, they're coming, and Trump's doing the right thing, and he's, and it's like, I get a real alarm bell when I hear people talking like that. And I am what you would call a crazy conspiracy theorist of over 40-something years. So it worries me that when I talk about something that I consider a fact, which I've got lots of them, and I talk about, I mean, I was listening to one of the shows I did ages ago, and I was bringing up that thing about the, it's called Rainbow Demon episode, and I was talking about this is a fact, and it is a fact that I saw the rich of Australia were investing in that myth, the Hebrew myth about his jewels on the ground. And I added it into, you know, saying that the rainbow demon, the Aboriginals had seen that. And to me, it's all kind of a there. But if you talk to most people, it's going to go, you are fucking mental. But they're not going to be rude enough to say that. Some of your mates will. Most of them are just going to kind of nod their head and be looking at the side of their head, where's the doorway? Where's that door? How does it open, outwards or forwards? I need to get out of here very quickly. And that's, I'm sad to say that's the way it is. You've got your own truth, what you believe in. If you try and tell people it, particularly stuff or fakeologists show, some of the stuff out there that people have talked about there, you are just going to look like a fucking lunatic. And I would have done that myself many, many times. Plus, I've done at least, God knows how many shows that most, if I cannot, no one in my family would listen to this stuff that we, and understand what I'm talking about. Majority of them, 99.9% of them. Even my friends, 99.9% of them would not listen to what I'm talking about or think, oh, no, it's just him, you know. He's always been like that, crazy. Even though I'm quite convinced that I'm quite on the money with a lot of the stuff I say. And I wouldn't be telling it, I wouldn't saying it. I'm not deliberately trying to look lunatic, or am I? No, no. But anyway, this woman, she started telling me. Anyway, but what the, where I want to get DSMO, she's actually now selling it and using it. And I have to say, she looked absolutely fantastic. She's halved in size. She's got a haircut shorter. She's married to this guy who's also involved with this strange, some church out of America, obviously, and it is. But she's really nice, and she does osteopathy, and she's quite good at healing, except what I went in there with sore hips, and then they're sorer than they were when I went in there. So it didn't work. And that's why she said you've got to be using DSMO. She's got the protocol there. She's got bottles and bottles and bottles of it. And DSMO is fantastic, and it feeds into a very old episode of the Fakeologist Australian Roundtable. When I've been listening to obviously someone about 7 to 8 years ago talking about its properties before I knew exactly what it was called. And I made the mistake, I brought it up on the show and the fakeologist was on there and I brought, this is the subject I said, the heart is apparently not the reason that your blood gets pumped around the body. It's not this, and I think I got mocked for that by him. And even though years later, he actually did a show with a guy that was bringing this very subject up, who was doing, who retro, fitted vaccines and was healing people with the head researcher that I forget his name, but very interesting guy. But that when you bring it up and say the heart is not responsible for all your blood getting around the body, it does not have the power. But what does do it is DSMO or whatever it's called when it's as a chemical, it pushes the stuff through the capillaries. It's the stuff that gets the sap or the water from the bottom of a tree up to the top of a tree. It's sourced, but when they pulp paper, pulp trees, they get one of the chemicals that comes out, they get lots of, is DSMO. And it creates MSM in your body, which is a sulfur type thing. Now, it's got incredible properties. Now, if you add it to, say, your vitamin E that you're rubbing on your face, it boosts the power of it. And it really gets in. So it's got a lot of anti-wrinkle properties. And God, I need it. Let me just tell you now. Oh, dear. Although not as bad as a friend of mine that I caught up with the other night, who looks probably, he looks like he's about 80 something. And I'm standing next to him. I think, well, not that bad. But yeah, DSMO is your friend. And look into it. Look into it. And I'm going to do that. And I'm going to buy some. And I'm going to try, it's going to help Rilo. I'll be trying to get him to use it as well, but he needs to go on a whole different level, but he knows how to do it. Whether he wants to do it or not, it's up to him. It's up to you. If you want to get healthy or survive or live, you've got to do some hard work and give up things like I think the Rick and Rilo show as it was of the drunk, but is that will never ever happen again. I'll tell you right now. Unless he gets into edibles, which I think would be probably good for him. There won't be any more two bottles of vodka. I'd say if he drank a bottle of vodka, he would just die. It'd be that fast. So those people that thought it was funny, it probably wasn't funny. It was kind of funny if you look at it on a meta level, but in actual fact, you're actually listening to a slow suicide of someone drinking that amount of alcohol. Because that's what you're doing if you try it. How he survived till now is a miracle. Anyway. So, yeah, so this lady, anyway, she started telling me this story, and she's very Christian. She was talking about Jesus here. And then she started adding into this conversation that, you know, she sees him quite regularly. She'd asked to see him. She wanted to see him. And she said, next, you know, she saw him hiding behind a tree, and he stuck his head out and waved at her behind this. And this, the way she was telling me, I was going, this does not sound normal. I'm not going to say she wasn't seeing him, but I don't know if he needs to do things like that. But then she added that this whole thing about he's bringing in these special forces angels that are coming down to help the, basically, she didn't say white hats, but she probably intoned that to go down to these bases to rescue all these children. And that she's now doing that. She's in boot camp to learn to be one of these special forces things. And she's in there. She'd have to be at least nearly 70. And like Fiona Barnett, these stories to me, I get alarm bells. But then I could be wrong. I don't think I am, though. There's a lot of people out there, he says, am I making noise, that actually believe in this stuff. And I just use my gut here that there's things going on, but Donald Trump's not one of them. He's not your friend. And this underground base thing, yes, they've definitely got underground bases. There's no doubt about that. But the way that it's just becoming the new narrative for the conspiracy types, I'm quite concerned about. And the rise now in Australia of, what's her name? There's Gina Rinehart financing the One Nation Party with that orange-headed clown that I warned people about years ago, now looking like they're the most popular party. So all the stuff about white hats and underground bases and stuff is now becoming a mainstream narrative. And yes, look, I'd love to be wrong here, but I think it's just, how would I call it? It's keeping it all in this la-la land that you're being looked after. Don't just eat your popcorn, nothing you can do. But what you can, there's definitely a thing you can do is local, you can go and stop local problems starting by standing up and saying something. And that could be, they want to build, where I live, a fake beach in an area where you do not need fake beaches. But I know what the reason they're doing it is because the influx of the Indians that cannot swim or have the brains not to go paddling out in a water full of rips and sharks, and that it's drowning en masse. And that happens in my, family members that were surf lifesavers. They're usually Indians and Chinese that were rescuing. So they're building and planning on building in 2030 something an artificial beach where I live. Why would they need to do that? This is part of this agenda that is real and is happening. And if you stand up and go down and talk about it to the thing, you will stand and they will slow it down. Like Nikki Rapana and Rosa Corey and all those people that actually were good activists. And Alan Watt, again, brings it up. Use him as your base. He was reading and exposing fact. These are the things that you're being told. Fact. This is the agenda. This is what's coming. And they are definitely doing it. And I can see they're rewilding the farms in New Zealand bit by bit, making the farmers not be able to grow things on their, have cows because, it's causing global warming. That is the narrative. That is exactly what they're saying. So if you get up and stand up and say something, you can slow the agenda down. Now, at the end of the day, if you look at the revelations thing, yes, it's what goes around comes around. Everything's a big circle. It's going to happen whether they like it or not. But if you just sit there and let it happen, what they want you to do, that also could be part of the plot. Just sit there and eat popcorn and wait for it to happen. Best to stand up and actually speak your mind, which I do, if I can. And I'll get for a bit. and I'll come and think about something else to say. And I'll be going shortly afterwards. But what in the future, because Rollo will not be doing shows for a while, if not ever, but hopefully will, is do something on a Saturday night, and those people that want to talk start doing it, and I can come on and do this time. What's the time now? 5:30. I'm on very early, but I'm used to New Zealand time, which is 2 hours in front of this. So to me, this is 7:30, not 5:30. Cause I've just done a week in New Zealand, rebalanced my old clock again. Yes, I did. But I'll be back. I'll be back and I'll come and talk. There'll be no more Helen. Interesting. I can't hear my son coughing and spluttering. It's cause I made him have a bath. I said, get in the bath. I made a hot bath and I put Frank's sea salt, which is an insult for Frank, because that is extremely expensive salt, but I didn't have any other cheap table salt, whatever, to put in there. I put three handfuls in there and he's had a bath with salt in it and sniffed up his nose, and now his cough is completely gone. This is what baths are fantastic for, having a bath and put magnesium, salt, bicarb, whatever you want, and a bit of apple cider vinegar is great as well, if you can afford it. Fantastic. Baths are good. Baths are good. Now, the New Zealand water, chemtrail and airplane sprays. Aha. So they're not what I said about New Zealand now doing it. No, they're not. It's not to the same extent. I showed my friends, so I caught up with, I would call him the best reference I could have for a guy that's been staring at the skies for many, many, many years, since 1969 that I know of, when I met, you know, we were at school together, 5 years of age.
You're listening to episode 71, Beethoven.
Truth Meets, supported by listener donations at truthmeets.com. Click on the support.
Send your donations to Joel because he's done well. He's put out my shows. People need to be, there need to be more people doing stuff. And I know Veralicious hasn't been very well. She's been one of the regulars on there and she's got her reasons for not doing it. But there are people out there that need to go in there and start doing some stuff on here because you've got your fantastic platform where you can talk and you get it when the bumpers come in. They're nice bumpers and you can speak at whatever you like and no one's going to hear you talking. Very pro over here. Very pro. We've got Joel doing his incredible stuff as he does. Anyway, so I caught up with my friend, 13 years, haven't seen him. Unfortunately, it was only for like an hour and a half, but he is a very interesting conversation here because he is born same, about a month after me, but he is born around the same date as Rollo. And I would consider him and Rollo as being my most out there friends. They are so similar in every way. And my friend, I caught up with him. He believes in the moon landings of the highest magnitude, though. I can't bring that conversation up with him. But he is non-vaxxed. I found that out. He said, no way. I knew that he wouldn't be. I haven't been able to talk to him for ages. He doesn't answer his phone. Which is a good sign, a lot of time. You're talking to an aware person that doesn't like mobile phones. But he is the funniest guy ever, and my kids immediately would gravitate, because they've been hearing the stories about Uncle Paul all the time. You know, I would call him that as a joke. He's not really their uncle, but when they'd met him when they were little, but when they met him that night, he turned up wearing his official NASA jacket with all these lapel badges everywhere. And he's standing in the corner going, USA, 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 you know, like out loud, because he's just crazy. And they just gravitated to him and just thought he was the funniest and most interesting person ever, because he is. But he's like a much safer version than Rollo, because Rollo's X-rated, I'll just say that. If you can have a rating system, you've got to be careful with this conversation. But Paul is the opposite. Very funny and just out there and always has been out there. I mean, he is just the most out there guy I know. And he said to me, though, I showed him the photos of the sprays that we had last week, and he just went, what? He was just like, he couldn't believe that that was going on in the sky, and especially the one that I keep showing where it comes over low and it drips. You could see something dripping out of the sky. He just said, that's not normal. And he has had the highest unmanned rocket flight in Australasia record in 1998 or thereabouts, or in the 90s. He still flies rockets, so he's always staring at the sky. He is an astronomer, and I'm talking about high-level astronomy. He's got like a, you know, $15,000 telescope. He does observations every 2 weeks, and he has kept record since 1974 when he was 10 years of age. After his father died, his mother took him to an observatory not far. We had a big observatory not far from us, about an hour away. And he became an astronomer, and literally his mathematical skills is just incredible, even though he was one of the, I think he got the lowest in the New Zealand score for art because he submitted a cartoon of an American, it was so funny too, of a, like this kind of a parody of an American, you know, God bless America, jumping, a Stuka coming down, he jumps up and climbs on the thing and knocks the pilot out. He drew this great big cartoon. He got 5 out of 100 for his school certificate art thing. And I would suggest now he would get 100% because it's so funny and clever. But back in 79, 80, people didn't have a sense of humour in New Zealand. And a lot of them still don't. There's a lot of normies around too. Not that I know many of them, except we call them metanormies, you know, ones that are funny and they're into weird stuff, but you tell them about something like my cousin, the Tasmanian thing was a setup, and they just will not listen to you. But anyway, Paul was so funny and so good to see him. But the fact that he was just going through my photos and going, this is not, he goes, that's not happening here at all. And we've got colder air in New Zealand that you would think would cause more, have more, way more, if it was coming from vapor trails. Nah, they hardly get them in the area where I'm from because they could not justify 30 planes or trails going in sideways and X's and circles over a small population. But they can do it over here because they've made sure that we've there's a lot of dummies around these days, vaccinated, I would say. I guaranteed. So he verified to me that it's completely abnormal. It's, and he was shocked to see that some of the pictures I showed. He's just going, you know, this is a guy that he can tell you the making of plane, the markings, the, what plane was which. His father was in the Air Force and the RAF in World War II. So he's been obsessed with planes, looking at the sky, flying rockets and stuff. And he said, this is what you're seeing in Australia is completely abnormal. And we're only 3 hours flight away from that country. So this bullshit, that Jim guy, Jim Lee, absolute fucking bullshit artist, not to be believed. And anyone that supports any of the stuff, germ warfare, throw them out. At least the germ warfare does have some good guests on there every now and then. But as far as his, it's all bits are off. It's the worst accent you can ever have when you say, and he's saying something I don't agree with because I go, anyway, that'll do me for tonight. So last week, the show was, I wanted the song As the Crow Flies, and it was, we named the show As the Crow Flies, but we played that song by Can't You See, which is a great song, and that's what the title should have been. So maybe we'll play As the Crow Flies by on the end of this one by, what's his name? That amazing, that swamp rock American artist, whatever his name is. I was have to quickly look at it. Yeah, my music. Do, 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 do. Go away. Tony J. White. Tony J. White. What a fantastic song. So we have to probably call this Can't You See? We have to do the reverse if Joel doesn't change it around. And I'm going to go, but we'll have Tony Joe White as The Crow Flies, which is a fantastic, groovy song at the end of this one. And I'll be back tomorrow night, I would guarantee you now. I got nothing else better to do. And I think I'll be doing a bongversation earlier on and after that. And I do hope Jan Erik gets back on here, because I've messaged him a couple of times, or one time anyway, and said people have said they're good stuff. So be told. Anyway, thank you very much, and I'll be gone. One, two, three, Tony Joe White as The Crow Flies. Good night, everybody.
Home as fast as I want to. Well, you don't know, baby, I've missed your sweet caress. Well, you don't know, mama, I've missed your my very as fast as I want.